All right, I've been off track too much here. The fact that hidden folks, but let me finish that one thought, that it is important for us to not to both know that our organizing efforts, organizing the transition efforts, are going to be actively resisted or infiltrated, most likely clandestinely, and that we've been discussing in these shows how to nullify that tactic, and we'll revisit that. But on your own, if you're interested in this, this discussion is part of those 3.7 series of shows, and I hope you go back and check it out. The fact that hidden folks, powers, agents, have insinuated themselves into every nook and cranny of our lives, and especially into our resistance, feels like a new thing, but only because we're only now discussing it, confronting it openly with tools that allow us to share information about the strategy globally. But Karl Marx in his 18th Brumaire, as we read in his examination of the December 10 society, has shown us that it has been going on as a global strategy of thinking in terms of the interstate system, of the global state-statesman for at least 1.5 centuries. But the McCarthy era, getting back to this film Trumbo, shows us a power come out of hiding, believing the time propitious, that the people had received enough preparation for mutual betrayal and mindless obedience. They were mistaken. On the heels of repression came uprisings and resistance, came student activism, came the civil rights movement, came urban rage, came the people reaching out to each other, came resistance to class, came resistance to race, came resistance to all the false divisions that states inculcate, came the world revolution of 1968. In the heady days of undisputed, from power's perspective, heady from power's perspective, of undisputed U.S. hegemony, its power guys forgot the lessons of Louis Bonaparte. Their arrogance was so overweening, their contempt for the people stood stark. 1968 was for them a powerful lesson. I think we can guess what it is they learned, that they must do a much better job, quote unquote, with the children. Intercept early on the ones who have heart. Intercept much earlier any budding resistance. Intercept much earlier those teachers of love. And as it happened, they had some new weapons, and their weapons in their strategy fit like a hand in a glove. And together they both fit neatly into the would-be God's abandonment psychology, or in Alice's terms, their vicious circle of contempt. It's perfectly clear and obviously true that the parent does the work of the state in conditioning us to subsume our will, i.e. what our bodies want, to the command of authority, to the state. So long as the parent does this work, the state continues. Yet never is this said on the left, that ending this torturing of children called child rearing is the only way for this system of class to end. It's not just fascism that's distinguished by its underlying hate, but totalitarianism broadly. And saying that, knowing that class is totalitarian, strikes sharply obvious. Yet another, the original of suppressed speech under class, that names an underlying reality, an obvious truth that must never be spoken, only accepted. In exactly the same way the biblical text exhorts children to respect the parent, however cruel. The child feels the underlying motive of hate and cannot even become confused by it, because the parent must not be questioned. The normalized cruelty called child rearing under class explains the cruelty with which all those who are made dependent are treated. It could not be more obvious or straightforward. Allow children to be big, powerful, and we end the system. Everything comes back to this. Our quiescence in the face of obvious, overwhelming arrogance and cruelty on the part of the state. It's amassing of tremendous resources of coercion and control while we just watch it happen as if it's not happening to us, but to those others, weak, dependent, and so they must deserve it. Quote from Alice Miller, I have selected the foregoing passages in order to characterize an attitude that reveals itself more or less openly, not only in fascism, but in other ideologies as well. That reveals itself more or less openly, not only in fascism, but in other ideologies as well. The scorn and abuse directed at the helpless child, as well as the suppression of vitality, creativity, and feeling in the child and in oneself, permeate so many areas of our life that we hardly notice it anymore. Almost everywhere we find the effort marked by varying degrees of intensity and by the use of various coercive measures to rid ourselves as quickly as possible of the child within us, i.e. the weak, helpless, dependent creature, in order to become an independent, competent adult deserving of respect. When we encounter this creature in our children, we persecute it with the same measures once used on ourselves. And this is what we are accustomed to call child-rearing. Unquote. From Alice Miller, For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child-Rearing and the Roots of Violence. Meld Power's secret weapon of differential child rearing in generalized abandonment with its clandestine actors, its hidden planning and hidden EMF weapons, and the result is a massive certainty disproportion between them and us. And it is that certainty that we are trying to build with these shows. We'll talk more about that next week. Power's strategy of ensuring that everything it does stays hidden by means of fundamentally dishonest child rearing, which causes us to not question authority, has been its chief advantage. It means, among other things, that it can skew anything and everything that happens to its ends, purposes, set aside its straight-up invention, fabrication, and lies, without us knowing there was intention, such that it seemed to the absent, those not paying attention, those without that authentic self Alice is encouraging us to grow, if not have, if we don't have, to happen organically. It seems to happen organically. And we could not address what was happening. The omnipresent dishonesty, the manipulation of our children, the end to which we're all being driven. We couldn't advance our ethical stance because we couldn't see the unethical one confronting us. The creation of class, the manufacture of a sculpted reality. The massive mistreatment sanctified by order of the state. Class means the targeting of us and our brothers and sisters. Class means the sanctification of bullying. It's all there in Alice.